What's New from Torch Trust, Issue 4, 2025, read by Sheila Dunning and me, Anne Barraclough, with additional book details read by George, Torch's synthetic voice. The accessible Christian reading and services magazine from Torch Trust. Published by Torch Trust, Torch House, Torchway, Market Harborough, Leicestershire LE16 9HL. Website torchtrust.org. Telephone number 01858 438 260. Copyright Torch Trust 2020. Registered charity number 1095904. Views expressed in the features are not necessarily those of Torch Trust. What's New from Torch Trust is available in the following formats: email, DAISY and audio CD, Braille and large print, 17, 20, 25 and 30 point. It can also be viewed on the Torch website. Welcome from Julie Jones, Torch's client services team leader. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Dear friends, I have been reflecting recently on how living with sight loss can affect our mental health and well-being. According to statistics provided by the Mental Health Foundation, one in six people worldwide will have experienced a mental health struggle in the past week. In the UK, blind and partially sighted people are more than twice as likely to experience unhappiness or depression compared to those without disabilities. RNIB 2023, Understanding Society, Wellbeing and Life Satisfaction. The RNIB's research concluded that one of three ways in which well-being for blind and partially sighted people can be improved is through facilitating connections. At Torch, we help people with sight loss to thrive in Christian community by creating opportunities for connection with others who have lived experience of sight loss. From local fellowship groups and sight loss-friendly churches to coffee mornings, online book groups and a specially curated holiday programme, there is something for everyone. To find out what's available online or in your local area, check out the Living with Sight Loss section of our website or contact the client services team. In this issue, as we look ahead to December, I'm keenly aware that Christmas can be a time of real joy and celebration for some, while for others it can reinforce feelings of loneliness and isolation. If you can, do join us online or in person at our special Christmas events. Read on for more details. Or treat yourself or someone you know with sight loss to a book or scripture calendar from the Torch eShop. This edition of What's New features a book on mental health and your church by Steve Midgley, as well as a number of Advent and other titles available to buy and borrow in accessible media. And of course, there are the much-anticipated details of our 2026 holiday programme, including a new venue. May God bless you with his peace, joy and love this Christmas. Julie.
New books to buy and or borrow from Torch. The following books are a selection from those most recently made available for you to purchase or borrow in the formats listed. Please contact client services to request them in a different format, to place an order over the phone or to set up an online account. We have over 1,000 other accessible books for you to buy, and these are all listed on our online resources catalogue at eshop.torchtrust.org.uk. Torch operates a free postal lending library with over 2,800 books available to borrow in a variety of accessible media. See our website for details. Hot off the press. Embracing God in Your Suffering. By Dave Furman, Evangelical Press. All Media. 10018. Shop and Library, £8.99. What if we can learn to embrace the nearness of God in the midst of our suffering? What if God's good plan is to work through our trials rather than simply take them away? After living for more than a decade with a debilitating nerve condition in both arms, Dave Furman shows us that God, in His grace, always designs trials for our good. He doesn't minimize the pain, but infuses significance into our suffering, demonstrating that, even when we're tossed to and fro by stormy waves, God is near, and that makes all the difference in the world. Before they leave the stage. By Ken Batston and Alan Ebenezer. Day 1 Publications. All Media. 10017. Shop and Library, £9.45. This book is the transcription of online interviews featuring retired pastors and one evangelist from England, Scotland and Wales in their 70s, 80s and 90s. Each interview covers background history, conversion, call to service, blessings and difficulties in the work, advice, and reflections on the need of the hour. It is great to learn from their experiences. Enjoying Jesus. By Tim Chester. Good Book Company. All Media. 10010. Shop and Library, £9.99. In Enjoying Jesus, Tim Chester explores how Jesus acted and interacted with people in Luke's Gospel and how, through His Spirit, we can experience the joy of Jesus's presence and companionship in our day-to-day lives. This book is ideal for anyone wanting to deepen their relationship with Jesus. Mental Health and Your Church. By Steve Midgley and Helen Thorne Allenson. Good Book Company. All Media. 10007. Shop and Library, £9.99. A top bestseller when I worked in Christian bookshops and a really helpful, practical book. It will help readers understand and respond with biblical wisdom to people who are struggling with their mental health. It enables us to do what we can do and recognize what we need health professionals to do. Fiction. We now have the files for the rest of Mel Starr's Chronicles of Hugh de Singleton series. If you are a fan of medieval mysteries, these 17 books are for you. Each book can be read as a standalone adventure, although various individual character stories do develop as the series continues. Lucifer's Harvest. By Mel Starr, SPCK. All Media. 9999. Shop and Library, £9.99. An enemy of Hugh is found dead. To clear his name, Hugh must once again riddle a reason for murder. Book 9. Without a Trace. By Mel Starr, SPCK. All Media. 10000. Shop and Library, £9.99. Two ladies on a journey go missing. Can Hugh help find them, or is it already too late? Book 12. Master Wycliffe Summons. By Mel Starr, SPCK. All Media. 10001. Shop and Library, £9.99. One of Master John Wycliffe's scholars is found dead after a thunderstorm. Was he struck by lightning, or was there something more sinister to his death? Book 14. Way of the Wicked, The. By Mel Starr, SPCK. All Media. 10002. Shop and Library, £9.99. Kendrick Rowe is found dead in the frozen Shill Brook. Most suspect he has been poaching Lord Gilbert's fish, though Sir Hugh finds reason to believe this may not be so. Then one of Kendrick's friends is slain, another seems to be in mortal peril, and in an apparent attempt to throw Hugh off the scent, his comely daughter Bessie is abducted. Book 17. Growing on the Frontline, Discussion Guide. LICC. All Media, Synthetic Audio. 10006. Shop, £4. I just wish I could be more like Jesus. We want to make an impact where we are. But there are times when we really aren't much like Jesus. When we don't do the kind thing, or the right thing. What's getting in the way? And how do we grow past it? The good news is that our everyday contexts aren't just places to do things with Jesus. They're places to become more like Him, growing in maturity with God's help. Growing on the Frontline is an 8-session small group course designed to help you do just that, so that by God's grace you can become increasingly fruitful with and for Him, day by day. Bethlehem Carol Sheet, 60th edition. Embrace the Middle East. Braille, large and giant print. 10011, 60 pence. This ever-popular carol sheet for your event or personal enjoyment. Available in new formats. In addition to new books, we now have the following titles in the library in previously unavailable formats. Audio. All Shall Be Well, by Emma Pennington. BRF 9975. Spirituality. A book that explores the relevance of Julian of Norwich's visions for today. Deception, by A.J. Green. Ambassador International. 9954. Fiction. The Further Adventures of Isabella M. Smugger, by Ruth Lee. Instant Apostle. 9928. Fiction. The Visitor, by Laurie Wick. Harvest House Publishers. 9946. Fiction. From Witchcraft to Christ, by Doreen Irvin. David C. Cook. 9970. Biography. In the Shadow of the Shahs, by Farifta V. Robb. SPCK. 9960. Biography. Locked In, by Victoria Arlen. Authentic Media. 9117. Biography. Straight to the Heart of Luke, by Phil Moore. Lion Hudson Limited, Monic Books. 8798. Devotional. An Accessible Reading Guide to Luke. Synthetic Speech. Their Finest Hour, by R.T. Kendall. Thomas Nelson Publishers. 9881. Bible Characters. A powerful collection of 30 Bible stories about people whose faith in God brought them their finest hour. Dangerous Prayer, by Darren Cronshaw. Authentic Media. 8815. Prayers and Poems. Using the Lord's Prayer is a radical blueprint for our prayer life. Synthetic Speech. Braille. The City Is My Monastery, by Richard Carter. Canterbury Press. 9321. Devotional. Part Story, Part Spiritual Meditation on Monastic Living in London. End of the Spear, by Steve Saint. Tyndale House Publishers. 6600. Biography. Fruitfulness on the Frontline, by Mark Green. IVP, CMF. 9962. Devotional. How to Witness Not Just Through Words. Synthetic Speech. God is Stranger, by Krish Kandia. Hodder and Stoughton Limited. 8705. Christian Living. challenges us to lay down our expectations of God and delight in the power that is proven by his very strangeness. Surprised by Jesus, by Dave Ortland. Evangelical Press 9961, Christian Living. God's surprising grace for sinners seen in the four Gospels. Synthetic Speech. Quiet Times for Those Who Grieve, by H. Norman Wright. Harvest House Publishers, 9742, Devotional. Large Print. Dangerous Prayer, by Darren Cronshaw. Authentic Media, 8815, Prayers and Poems, Synthetic Speech. A Corpse at St. Andrew's Chapel, by Mel Starr. Lion Hudson Limited 8850, Fiction. Ezekiel, Living in the Light of God's Presence, by Anthony Billington IVP, CMF. 9981, Bible Commentaries, Synthetic Speech. Face to Face, by Jen Baker. Authentic Media. 9299, Christian Living. A Trail of Ink, by Mel Starr. Lion Hudson Limited 8851, Fiction. Unhallowed Ground, by Mel Starr. Lion Hudson Limited 8805, Fiction. The Unquiet Bones, by Mel Starr. Lion Hudson Limited 8849, Fiction. Quiet Times for Those Who Grieve, by H. Norman Wright. Harvest House Publishers, 9742, Devotional. You can find more information on each of these books in past editions of What's New by searching our online shop or library catalog, or by contacting the client services team.
Discipleship Journey Books. Resources curator Jeanette Sturgis writes, Christmas is coming, and my best present to receive is always a book. Why not treat yourself to one of our offerings? There is a Christmas book, a biography, which will make a good present, and lots more around our themes of being a disciple of Jesus. Don't forget to get in touch with our client services team with any comments and requests. We are on this journey together. Theme 1. Being with Jesus. Journey with Me Through Christmas, by Catherine Campbell. SPCK, reference 10014. £12.99 to buy or borrow in Braille and large print. The Christmas story is one of journeys. Most wonderful of all is the good news that God in heaven has arrived to become God with us. I have met Catherine at several events. Her books focus on issues surrounding life's tough stuff and what the Bible has to say in response. Two of her three children were born with profound disabilities, and this experience provided the catalyst for Catherine's literary journey. In this 25-day Advent devotional, she invites us to journey through the Christmas season with her. The devotionals are warmly written and feature biblical retelling, anecdotes, friendly wisdom, and godly encouragement. The Song of Songs, by Charlie Cleverly. Published by Hodder & Stoughton, reference 8720. £9.99 to borrow and buy in Braille and large print. I love Song of Songs and anything on it. This one I have read a number of times. It will be a blessing to anyone longing for a deeper intimacy with God. I come away knowing myself to be a beloved child of God, and it doesn't get better than that. 30 Days with Mary, by Emily Owen. Published by Authentic Media, reference 8725. £4.99 to buy or borrow in all media. An ideal read, both at Christmas time or at any other time. I love Emily's writings, always leading me in a new and interesting direction when looking at scripture. This is a gentle 30-day look at Mary's diary, with thought-provoking points, prayers and questions for the reader. We are encouraged to look at Christ and life from Mary the Mother of Jesus' perspective, from her own incredible experiences as a teenager, the miraculous birth, witnessing her son's ministry, his death and beyond, and so ask questions of ourselves. The diary extract appears at the start of each day and is then beautifully unpacked, encouraging, uplifting, and helpful for personal growth and contemplation. Theme 2, Becoming Like Jesus. Steps by John Ortberg. Published by IVP. Reference 9974. £14.99 to buy or borrow in Braille and large print. This book offers a guide for transformation when we know something needs to change, but we can't do it on our own. Rooted in the teachings of Jesus and using the framework of Alcoholics Anonymous 12 Steps as a guide. I keep quoting John Ortberg's story of AA meetings starting out in church basements with rawness and honesty and alcoholics saying, "When you come to church, you can go upstairs and hear about miracles, or come downstairs and see them." Losing the Fig Leaf by Nikki Copeland. Published by Instant Apostle. Reference 9006. £8.99 to buy or borrow in Braille and large print. I have just finished reading this helpful book, which looks at what it means to be made in God's image, and how we are tempted to hide behind power, possessions, productivity, perfectionism, pretense, and pastimes. Each chapter has a section, What About Jesus? How did he live on earth without hiding? Perfect then for our section on Becoming Like Jesus. True Spirituality by Vaughan Roberts. Published by IVP. Reference 7670. £9.99 to borrow or buy in all media. Always a trusted author, this book looks at what it means to be a truly spiritual Christian by exploring what Paul has to say to the Corinthian church. His challenge to them still applies to us. We too need to repent of inadequate understandings of what it means to live by the Spirit and instead embrace true spirituality. Theme 3, Doing What Jesus Did. Walk in My Shoes, Stories of Miraculous Transformation by Mick Fleming. Published by SPCK. Reference 10015. £16.99 to buy or borrow in Braille or giant print. The sequel to Blown Away, the best-selling autobiography of Pastor Mick Fleming, an ideal gift for someone for Christmas. A brilliantly talented storyteller, Pastor Mick vividly relates stories of reconciliation, forgiveness, and healing in the lives of people he's encountered. This is another book related to the 12-step recovery program. A message of hope builds through each chapter, though it's not a quick fix. Soul Obsession by Nikki Cruz. Published by Hodder & Stoughton. Reference 5690 to borrow in all media. Every so often, I need to read a book to encourage me to share my faith. This is more than a how-to on evangelism. It's about letting God set your heart on fire. Having a soul obsession requires passion for Jesus, mercy to see people through Jesus' eyes, and vision to know the purpose God has for your life. An old classic, but well worth another read. Scattered and Gathered by Neil Hudson, published by IVP. Reference 9196. £7.99 to buy in Braille and large print. How can the local church empower people to live faithfully and fruitfully for Christ away from church in their Monday to Saturday lives? I found this an interesting book, even though I am not a church leader. We all have our part to play, and I love the concept of gathering as church to be encouraged and equipped before scattering again to our own context to live for Christ.
Book Focus. New for What's New. We are trialling a book focus section. Here, we will have a more in-depth look at different areas of interest through a client or colleague book review, looking at books on a particular topic or category, or highlighting a seasonal offering. This edition, Becky Davis, our development team coordinator, reviews Be Still, Psalm Devotions by Matthew Searles, 10 Publishing, All Media, 10019, Shop and Library, $5.99. Matt Searles' 40 Psalm Devotions offers a beautiful dive into four different psalms, Psalm 16, 27, 34 and 147. Each day focuses on one or two verses and draws out so many wonderful truths about God. I have been really encouraged reading these and amazed at how much a few verses contain. Matt has a very pastoral style that can't help but encourage you. One of the many nuggets that has stayed with me was understanding God as joyful. As Matt writes, we will have fullness of joy in God's presence. Our God is a joyful God. He is the happiest being in the universe. His joy is overflowing, infectious, life-giving, wilderness-transforming. This book has certainly been a joy to work my way through, and I found myself looking forward to sitting down for a short time each morning. Even if you only have 10 minutes to spare, each devotion is short enough to read and digest, yet will give you much to dwell on and fuel you for your day ahead. This book has been an oasis in my busy day, and I would highly recommend it to anyone looking for some refreshment and encouragement. Matt has also written an Advent book, Comfort and Joy. See below. Comfort and Joy, Advent Devotions by Matthew Searles, 10 Publishing, All Media, 10020, Shop and Library, $4.99. These 25 short devotions will take you through Isaiah chapters 40 to 55, with a reading, a short reflection, questions for meditation, and suggestions for prayer. Join with Simeon this Advent in meditating on Isaiah's Book of Comfort, and have your hearts lifted as you behold our King in his beauty. Resources for Advent and Christmas. Torch Calendar 2026. Reference number 9821. Price £6.50. Our popular giant print and braille scripture calendars for 2026 are now available. The calendars are A4 size, wire-bound with a hook provided for easy hanging. They are great for inspiring daily prayers or Bible readings and discussions, and make a lovely Christmas gift for family and friends with sight loss. Calendars are available to order from early November via our online shop, or you can place an order over the telephone with client services. Our free Christmas gift to you. Starting Out on a Journey with Me Through Christmas by Catherine Campbell, published by IVP, available in Braille, large print and on audio CD. Here we have a taster for you of the book recommended in our discipleship section. Jeanette has selected some of her favourite chapters from the book, all of which finish with a chance for us to reflect, respond and pray, making our journey towards Christmas a more Christ-centred one. We hope you enjoy them. To order your free gift, please contact client services and remember to mention which accessible format you'd like to receive it in. Braille SD card. As mentioned in the autumn edition of Torch News, we are pleased to announce that our Braille SD card is now available to buy. The card contains thousands of books converted from our Braille library, including hymn collections and even the latest edition of the NIV Bible. It is designed to slot into an electronic Braille display, a compact, portable device that converts digital text into tactile Braille. These devices are growing ever more popular. They display one or a few lines of Braille at a time, using pins which can be raised or lowered by mechanical means, and thus the Braille can be endlessly advanced. In this way, a whole book can be read on the device, with the user pressing a button to scroll to the next line. Sheila Armstrong, Torch Trustee, writes, Some people have suggested that Braille's dying out, as they can't imagine heaving all those heavy volumes around, the 43 volumes of the Bible, for instance. But what if you could have thousands of Braille books on something the size of a postage stamp or even smaller? Well, it's now possible, thanks to little SD cards which can be popped into electronic Braille readers. Up comes the book you've selected, and if you finish it, there are many, many more where that one came from. I have a lot of time for St. John's comment about there not being enough space in the whole world if all the books had been written about our Lord Jesus' time on earth. If I owned all the Braille books you can fit on an SD card, the house would definitely not be big enough to contain them. To purchase the SD card at a cost of £10, please contact the client services team. To find out more about electronic Braille displays, please contact the RNIB on 0303 123 9999 or your local site support agency. We hope that this project will reach Braille users across the UK, enabling access to so many wonderful Christian resources at no more than the press of a button.
AI, smart speakers and voice assistants. This is James Brookman reporting. In 2021, Torch produced a smart speaker guide on how to access Christian literature through devices such as Amazon Alexa and Google Home. Since then, there has been much development in artificial intelligence, AI. The driving force behind smart speakers and other voice assistants such as Apple's Siri. The development has led to a lot of negative press around AI, about how it's invading our privacy, causing unemployment and disrupting education, whilst also being a massive energy drain on the planet. Yet it undeniably is bringing many benefits. One of the less heralded benefits is to people who are blind and partially sighted, for whom, via smart speakers and voice assistants, the internet has become far more accessible. As I was writing that last sentence, my blind friend Dave from Sheffield called. I asked him whether he was still using his smart speaker, and he said, "Oh yes. Alexa, who's the manager of Sheffield United?" To which I could hear a muffled reply of, "The new manager of Sheffield United is Chris Wilder." That was breaking news for me too. Dave uses a Daisy player to listen to the Bible, so mainly uses his Alexa to listen to Torch podcasts, music, and obscure French radio stations. He used to be a French teacher. Yet Dave won't mind me telling you that since he's lost his sight, he's struggled with technology, and only has an Alexa because I set it up for him and showed him how to use it. So, if you're in a similar position, may I suggest you ask someone tech-savvy to help? And certainly get a copy of our Smart Speaker Guide, which is available in all media from client services, which explains how to access a whole range of Christian literature. It also includes details of how to get financial help with the cost and setting up help from the RNIB. Early next year, Torch is hoping to launch its own smart speaker app, through which you can access all our audio resources. As part of that, we will be updating the smart speaker guide, so please do let me know, via client services, if you can recommend anything Christian-related we could add to the guide at the same time.
New payment methods on the Torch eShop. In addition to our existing payment options, we're pleased to be able to offer Google Pay and Apple Pay at checkout for orders placed directly via our website. And of course, you can still place orders over the telephone with client services. Get your Christmas orders in now. Upcoming events. Christmas Carol Service. Thursday, the 11th of December, 2025, 2 p.m. Our annual Christmas Carol Service will be held on the 11th of December at 2 p.m. with refreshments provided afterwards. We look forward to welcoming you to Torch House, or you can tune in from anywhere via Zoom or our live stream on YouTube via our Torch Trust on Video channel. To join via Zoom, meeting ID 856-4116-3967. Passcode 904610. To join via telephone, 0203-481-5240 or 0203-901-7895. Torch Together Christmas Zoom Gathering, Thursday the 18th of December 2025, 10:45 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. We hope you will join us for a time of fun and fellowship as we approach Christmas. It will be an opportunity to pause and reflect on what Advent means for us. And there will be time for a quiz and some informal sharing. Do come and enjoy a relaxed morning in each other's company. We will be using the same link that we used for the Zoom coffee morning. To join online, meeting ID 890-4499-3354. Passcode 095077. To join via telephone, 0208-080-6592 or 0330-088-5830. Torch Together Holidays 2026. We are delighted to announce our holiday program for 2026. This year, we will be featuring a new holiday venue, the Hayes in Derbyshire. And for anyone interested in family holidays, we are pleased to signpost you to the Families Inc. weekend, away in May, run by Scripture Union. Bookings for Torch Together Holidays open on Monday the 26th of January 2026. To book your place, please call the client services team on 01858 438 260 or email info@torchtrust.org for more information. Holiday venues. Pool. We have 2 weeks available at the Greenhouse Christian Centre in Poole, Dorset this year. Week one is the 8th to 12th of June. Cost per person, £600. Week 2 is the 20th to the 24th of July, cost per person £600. Tucked away between Bournemouth and Poole, in a leafy suburb of wide avenues and tall redwoods, the Greenhouse is an oasis of peace. Built in the 1850s, it is a classic Victorian villa which aims to be your home away from home. Relax in the light-filled lounge and warm conservatory, both overlooking the beautifully kept gardens. Other facilities include a peaceful chapel and an outdoor heated pool. But please note, all swimmers must be accompanied. The centre is passionate about providing freshly made homely food to the highest standards, using top quality seasonal produce locally sourced where possible. The kitchen team are happy to cater for all your dietary needs. Join us for a relaxing holiday with trips out, exploring the beautiful local area. Share time with friends and enjoy spiritual refreshment as we explore God's word together. You may also bring a friend or family member with you as a guest so that you can enjoy this special time together. Cost per person £600. Transport links. Bournemouth Railway Station is less than 3 miles away with plenty of local taxis available. The Hayes, new for 2026. The Hayes Conference Centre, Swanwick, Alfreton, Derbyshire. 7th to the 11th of September 2026. Cost per person £600. This holiday is designed especially for guests who have lost their sight or had a deterioration in their sight over the last few years. It's an opportunity to meet and share with people in a similar situation. the Hayes Conference Centre is set in the beautiful Derbyshire countryside. We will have time to chat, pray and support each other, as well as time to explore the local area. The holiday is fully catered and includes a cooked or continental breakfast, mid-morning coffee, a hot buffy lunch, afternoon tea with cake and evening meals. You'll enjoy traditional English home-cooked cuisine with plenty of choice and variety throughout your stay. The site also includes relaxing lounges with bar, beautiful gardens and 100 acres of grounds to explore. You may like a family member or friend to come along with you as a guest, so that you can enjoy this special time together. Please be aware that the Hayes is a large venue which we do not have exclusive use of. Our meeting room is a short walk from our allocated bedrooms, and there is a slightly longer walk to the dining room and lounges. Transport links. Alfreton Railway Station is 3 miles away with local taxis available. Families Inc. with Scripture Union. Burwell House, North Street, Burwell, Cambridgeshire. 22nd to the 25th of May, 2026. Cost to be confirmed. This is a weekend holiday for families whose children or grandchildren are aged 7 to 13 years and have additional needs, including sight loss. All the family is welcome, and there will be activities for everyone, including the siblings of those with additional needs. The holiday is based at a residential centre 12 miles northeast of Cambridge. Set in beautiful 3-acre grounds, the site includes 2 lounges, conservatory, craft studio, and various indoor and outdoor spaces to explore. Families Inc. will give you the opportunity to have great fun as a family, make new friends, and learn more about Jesus. It is a multi-activity short holiday, and everything will be geared towards helping you to have an amazing holiday in a safe and secure environment. There will be teams available to support each family to ensure everyone can relax and enjoy the weekend. Bookings open in the new year. Please contact the Scripture Union Holiday Bookings Team directly for more details. Email holidays@scriptureunion.org.uk or call the team on 01908 856 177. Torch Together Bursary Fund. We are delighted to once again be able to offer bursaries for our Torch Together holidays. Application forms and a copy of the bursary fund guidelines will be available from our client services team once bookings open in the new year. Note, Torch Together bursaries are available for holidays arranged by Torch only. Scripture Union operates its own holiday fund. If you wish to book on their Families Inc. holiday and would like to apply for a grant, please indicate on your booking form and someone from Scripture Union will contact you.
Reflections Radio and Podcast. Reflections is Torch's own radio show that airs every Sunday and focuses on disability and faith in today's world. Recent guests have included the author and speaker Michael Mitten and our very own Vicky Bryson on the topic of Sight Loss Sunday. To listen live, tune in every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to RNIB Connect Radio. Available also on Freeview 730, on FM 101, Glasgow, and on smartphones and tablets through various radio apps. Or you can download each episode as a podcast, either from our website or via a streaming service such as YouTube or Spotify. Torch Listening Line 0300 0400 004. A reminder about the Torch Listening Line, which launched last year. You can ring the number and listen over the phone to an audio recording of our regular Torch publications, including Bible reading notes and quarterly magazines. The following publications are available to listen to. 1. Daily Bread. 2. Every Day with Jesus. 3. New Daylight. 4. Bible Reflections for Older People. 5. What's New? 6. Torch News. 7. The Torch Magazine. The Bible reading notes will refresh to the current day's reading each day. What's New Torch News and the Torch magazine will be updated when new issues are published. The magazines also have multiple tracks within them for different sections. How to use it? Ring the listening line number 0300 0400 004. You will be asked to enter a PIN code, which is 12321. An automated voice will then explain how to use the line, using the buttons on your phone to navigate between publications. Please note that calls to the listening line will be charged at your standard network rate. There are no additional charges from Torch. However, if you wish to support the service by giving a donation, you can do so via our website or by telephoning the client services team. Christmas office hours. The Torch offices and phone lines will be closed between the 24th of December 2025 and the 2nd of January 2026 inclusive. If you'd like to buy or borrow an extra book or two to tide you over for the holidays, please do get in touch. Lines will reopen in the new year on Monday the 5th of January at 9:30 a.m. A final word. Torch offers a wide range of services and resources to help Christians with sight loss thrive in their faith, including Bible reading notes in audio, braille and large print, Christian fiction, biographies, Bible commentaries and more available to borrow or buy, Torch fellowship groups that meet in person around the country, online groups such as virtual coffee mornings, book groups and Lent courses, our annual Torch Together holiday programme, the chaplaincy listening service, available to those who are new to sight loss, struggling to adjust to a deterioration in their sight, or dealing with a significant change in personal circumstances. For more information, please contact the client services team.